Harper Audio presents The Savage City, Race, Murder, and a Generation on the Edge by T.J. English. Read for you by Dennis Boutsakaris. Introduction. The streets of New York City are saturated with blood. This is more than a metaphor. In the largest city in the United States, generations of inhabitants have given their lives to the wheels of progress. They have been struck and killed by taxis, buses, or subway trains, thrown off buildings onto the sidewalk below, trapped in burning tenements and charred to death, blown up by exploding manhole covers, electrocuted by falling telephone wires, mugged, stabbed, or shot by depraved and desperate criminals, shot dead in the street by family members or other loved ones, shot dead by police officers, even incinerated by terrorists flying jetliners into the side of a building. Untold thousands, perhaps millions, have fallen prey to the perils of municipal dysfunction, to the growing pains of a city forced to adjust to violent demographic shifts, internal hostilities, wrenching social changes anticipated by no one. In recent years, New York has been promoted as the safest big city in America. This claim is made without irony, as if the previous 50 years of the city's existence were nothing more than a bad dream. Yet it was not so long ago that the city was perched on the brink of self-immolation. This book covers the 10-year period when New York City began its now legendary descent into mayhem. From 1963 to 1973, crime became a viral infection that gripped the body politic. The shocking up.